Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program. Doug will be back on the day after Christmas. That'll be Friday for those keeping track at home. Lions play Thursday, Christmas Day. You hear it all right here on 97.1. But Kang and I are here with you today, along with Grumpy Cat working the phones, 248-539-9797. Same number to Texas as well, if you'd like to get through that way. Let's get back to the phones, and we've got Sean next up here, 97.1. Hey, Sean.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, so I was just calling to say, like I said, that I think everybody, these Lions fans, just need to give Pritchard, that's coordinator, a break, because when Aaron Glenn first got there, like I said, I wasn't sure he was going to make it through the second season. You know, coaches need to just come in and make themselves known, make their systems known, and get the right players in place. I mean, these guys that's there now, they may not even be the type of players that he want or need to be successful as a coordinator. You know, the Lions just, they're not as good as everybody, or all you fans want them to be. They're just not.
You mean Calvin Shepard, the defensive coordinator?
Shepard.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm saying, you know, it's okay. Shepard, you said Calvin Pritchard. I'm like, oh, I got you. I think that they've, you know, they're going to have to grow. They're going to have to get better, and specifically guys in the defense. There's not a learning curve. I mean, if this year is over with after this week, basically, if the Lions lose on Thursday, then the season's done. I mean, they have another game to play literally after that, but obviously it wouldn't be making the playoffs. They need to grow up on defense. Some of these guys have been thrown in a position, and you're expecting to see something good come out of it. And we've seen some flashes. Roy Lopez has had some flashes of being a very good defensive tackle. He's made some plays behind the line of scrimmage. It's been fun. But other guys just haven't really provided the punch you expected. I expected Lee McNeil to be a beast out there this year, and he hasn't been. I expected Tyreek Williams, the rookie, to get better as the season has gone on. I'm not sure if that's the case. And someone to emerge at the other defensive end position. We had Al-Kadeem Muhammad, who had himself a game a few weeks ago, but you know, outside of that, he's only had a couple other games where he's registered sacks. So they still are looking for that. And the secondary is a mess. And unfortunately for them, the guys that they acquired to be backups are veteran players, and it's not guys you expect to grow with this team. And and figure things out. Guys are signed on one year contracts. So, you know, when Terrion Arnold goes out for the year, that's a young guy you're not seeing. When Ennis Rakestraw doesn't make it out of training camp and is gone for the year, that's another young guy that you haven't seen. And these are guys that are just in their second year in the league, and they've already missed so much time. And it's my belief that, you know, guys in the secondary get hurt all the time, and once you start getting hurt, you're not going to stop getting hurt. And that's a bad precedent. If that's actually true and not just in games I watch and things that I see with my own eyes, that's not good moving forward when you're talking about two guys that are 2 years into the league and have already suffered as many injuries as they have.
Can I say one more quick thing?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Now, my thing, and I'm so pissed off with Dan Campbell, his wild, crazy red nose. Dan Campbell... Can I ask, how many games had they won before he took over calling the offense, and how many games have they won since? I don't see the improvement. Again, let your coordinator come in, get allocated, get comfortable, or let him go. If you think you're that dang on good or that damn good as a coach and a coordinator and a motivator and a tough guy and a rough guy, let him go. Let him go somewhere else, and you do the job. I think it's horrible the way he did offensive coordinator, and if it's me, I want out of there.
All right, thanks for the call, Sean. I appreciate it. Kane, do you remember what the game was that he took over for John Morton calling plays?
Was it after? I was right before the Commanders game, because I know the Commanders game was the first game he called.
So okay, was it after so it was the after the Vikings game. At that point, they were 5-3.
Mm-hmm.
So the first game, they beat the Commanders 44-22. They lose to Philadelphia, good team. They beat the Giants in overtime. They scored 34 points. They lose to the Packers, who they lost to earlier in the season, but they had more points. They beat the hell out of the Cowboys, scored 44. Lost to the Rams in a shootout, they scored 34. Lost to the Steelers, they scored 24, but it looked like they could have had the touchdown at the end. The offense has actually been better with Campbell, slightly better, I think, with him calling the plays. But if you look at the roster that they've had, I think the reason the one loss record isn't as good is because that's when you can look at Kirby Joseph's gone, Brian Branch is gone, Terrion Arnold is gone.
You know? As far as Dan Campbell calling the offense, I think he's actually opened things up. Gibbs has exploded. J-Mo has finally unleashed. Because there was a time, the first half of this year, people were wondering why they gave him the contract extension. But with Dan Campbell taking over, I think he opened things up for J-Mo. So I think the offense has been fine with Dan Campbell calling the plays. As far as giving coordinators time, they don't have time for that. This team was built to win right now. Sorry, Kelvin Shepard, you don't have time for that. But you, when he inherited a really good roster, I know they got hurt, and that's affected a lot of things, but... they don't have time for that. Maybe a couple games, maybe preseason, but otherwise, you've got to get into it by middle of the year. Same thing with John Morton. Obviously, Dan Campbell didn't like the flow of the offense or what he was seeing, so he took over. Because they don't have time to give everyone time. They got to win now. And so, look where they are now, because they haven't put it together.
Yeah, and look, we've been trying to find a way to get the running game going and trying to figure out what's been wrong with it. And the players and the coaching staff will all say the same thing. It's a lack of execution. But you know, when you've got a rotating door of different players coming in, playing left guard or playing center, as the case is lately, it's going to shift things. And when you've got a left tackle who's playing hurt every single game, but he's gutting it out because you know he's a tough SOB, it sucks, man, because these guys aren't where we've seen them in the past. And the line is different. And it's feast or famine with the running game. If you look at just like the high rushers in the game on the season, you know, you had that game where he took over calling against Washington. Gibbs had 142 yards on the ground. Then against Philadelphia, he had 39. Against the Giants, he ran for over 200. And then against Green Bay, it was down to 68. And the Packers have got it down to a science on how to stop Jahmyr Gibbs. If you look at Jahmyr Gibbs' numbers against the Packers in his career, it's light years different against every other team in the league. And then against the Cowboys, they didn't have to run a ton. They scored 44 points. Goff threw for over 300, but Montgomery was your leading rusher with 60. In the last two games they've lost, Gibbs had 38 yards against the Rams to lead the team, and Montgomery had 14 to lead the Lions against the Steelers. The running game has been very inconsistent kind of all season long, but more specifically in the last five games, it's been an issue. And it's frustrating because you see the ability of, you know, Gibbs breaks loose and he's gone. You saw that against the Giants, 219 yards on the ground. You can see that happen. You saw it even against the Steelers where Montgomery breaks through and he busts it down for 17 yards. But the team, outside of two carries, one went for 17, one went for six. The other 10 carries in the game went for minus eight. They don't have a running game right now.
It's almost like the old Barry Sanders days. Remember, Gator?
Yeah.
Like, you want to keep feeding him the ball because every time he touches it, there's a possibility he takes it to the house. So that's why you want to keep feeding him the ball, even though there's these no yards gained or negative yards, because all he needs is a little bit of a crease. You get him to that second level, he could be gone. But they're just having problems getting him to that level. I mean, when they started the ball, or started the, against the Steelers, they got the ball right before the two-minute warning.
Yeah.
They did a quick draw play, just get some yards before the two-minute warning, so make it, you know, second and, you know, short or whatever. Instead, they lost yardage.
Yeah.
They were second and 13 to start that drive after the two-minute warning. They actually made it worse. The running game, the line of scrimmage, they're just losing that battle on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the coach and Jared Goff himself after the game, because I was in the media room after the game listening to both of them speak, when they were talking about Kingsley Equabon, the center who had his first start of his career in that game, and both said some nice things, some encouraging things, like, you know, he did better than maybe they expected him to. But at the same time, the offensive line as a whole wasn't getting the job done in terms of opening up the holes in the running game. So there's missed assignments. There's just getting beat. Getting beat is one thing. Like, that's a physical act if you got beat. But missing an assignment where somebody comes in untouched, unblocked, and he enters the backfield as you're handing the ball off to the running back, that's a problem. Or if it's third down, you're in the shadow of your goalpost and, you know, you don't even have time to set up and look at your first option before you're getting tackled in the end zone for a safety, that's a problem. And it has to get worked out. First of all, how about this? You don't end up in the shadow of your end zone, but the way they did that is because they created a turnover. The defense did a job. They got the ball back. And unfortunately, because they didn't have a running game, they couldn't get out. Typically, you'd see them, you know, a couple of running plays and you get a first down and now you got some breathing room. You're at your own 12 or 15 yard line. That was not the case in the game on Sunday. Let's go to Lamar. You're next up here, 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Lamar.
Hey, yeah, I was just, you know, I've been listening to y'all and for years, and, you know, one thing that I can say this year that's different from the last 2 years with the Lions is that they division changed. So you're playing better teams, teams that can get better, you know, and not having an offensive coach to call the plays is a big difference. And then you got injuries. But the sad part is, it's funny how when the Lions are winning, it's like, yeah, you know, the Lions. And then when they lose, it's like they want to get rid of everybody. The coach, the water boy, the physical trainers. It's kind of, it's crazy. It's like dating a woman and then you lose your job, and then she's like, oh, you know, this is not going to work out for us. You know, it's just,
well, give me a chance to get another job.
yeah. You know what I'm saying? But It's just, I just think, you know, they had a chance to really do something 2 years in a row last year and the year before that. But, of course, like I said, you get rid of, you know, the offensive coach.
Well, they didn't get rid of the offensive coach. Yeah, the coach is left to take head coaching jobs, so it's different.
But, I would have did the same thing. You know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. You know, and you look at Chicago, they're kind of playing like Detroit did, you know, 2 years in a row. You know what I'm saying? They running the ball, their defense is stepping up, and the quarterback, of course, you know, he's got a game plan, and he's not.
Yeah.
And he's not even better than Goff. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, the way that they're coming together, you know, he's a perfect fit.
Lamar,
right now,
I think you bring up thanks for the call. I think you bring up a good point about the division. Division got better. And the Lions are 1-3 against the division. Lost both games to Green Bay. They lost the first game against Minnesota, but they beat the Bears the first time they faced them. They not only beat the Bears, they hammered the Bears. It was the second week of the year, and it was the first game after everybody's questioning what was going on with the offensive line. Remember that game against Green Bay to start the year? They couldn't block to save Jared Goff. He got sacked a bunch of times. Micah Parsons makes his debut and only plays a handful of plays, but boy, they were impactful, and Lions couldn't do anything. The following week, the Lions got their act together and totally smoked the Bears 52-21. They did it in every facet of the game. It was great. this is a different Bears team they're going to face at the end of the season, because I think the Bears are a pretty good football team. Packers are a pretty good football team. The Vikings, record-wise, are nowhere near what they were last year, and I don't think they're, as a team, they're any good as anywhere near as good as they were last year, but they can still pose problems. I don't think it's going to be a problem for the Lions to win the game on Thursday, and I'm hopeful that the Vikings will give the Packers all they can handle and hopefully win the game at the end of the season and give the Lions a chance to make the playoffs, but we shall see. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We will hear from Jared Goff coming up at 12:30. I had a chance to talk to him earlier this morning. Interesting things, getting ready for the game on Thursday, and some thoughts about the game against the Steelers, Christmas and all that. 12:30 with Jared Goff. 248-539-9797. The telephone number. Bud is next up here, 97.1. Hey, Bud.
How are you?
I'm all right, Bud. How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to mention that back in last month in November, the Crisis Club had Eddie Murray as a guest speaker. Now, he was in the NFL from 1980 to 2000, and he won Super Bowl 28 with the Dallas Cowboys. So we were peppering him with questions with respect to what it takes to get to the Super Bowl, what it takes to win the Super Bowl.
Yes, the former and Lions kicker, for those that don't know. Yes, Eddie Murray.
Right. He was 12 years with the Lions before he went to the Cowboys. So his point was, when you get into this time of the year and you get into the playoffs, the teams with the best talent don't necessarily win. It's the healthy teams that win. The healthier you are in late December, January, going into the playoffs, the better chance you have of making it to the Super Bowl. So I think, you know, if you look back at the last, all of this season and all of 24, with regard to the Lions, they have not been a healthy team. Okay? And the healthier teams are the teams that win, according to Eddie Murray. So I just thought I'd share that with your audience.
Yeah, I think it makes sense, and thanks for the call, Bud. It would make sense. The teams that are healthier, I would expect that they're going to do better. And first, it has to start with the quarterbacks. There aren't many teams in NFL history that have gone on to win the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. It's happened. We've seen it happen with Philadelphia. It happened back in the day with, I think, the Dolphins, I believe, won with Bob Greasy was out back in the 70s. If I'm not mistaken, I think Earl Morrill ended up playing, or it was vice versa. I sometimes get that mistaken. But Yeah, it can happen, but typically you're not going to have much of a chance with a backup quarterback. Fortunately, the Lions quarterback has stayed healthy. But then once that happens, you got to look at your other star players. Your star players have to stay healthy. And for the Lions, the star of the team, you could argue, over the last several years has been the offensive line as a unit. You know, they provide protection for the quarterback, and they open holes in the running game. And this year, it's been more of a struggle. Now, it's not been like every week we're seeing Jared Goff on his back. I don't think that's the case. Jared Goff's had the best season of maybe the best season of his career this year. 32 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. I mean, he's had a phenomenal season.
Not that anyone cares at this point because the Lions aren't right. doing the best, but he got screwed in the Pro Bowl voting, if you ask me. How is he not over Dak Prescott?
Fan voting?
Yeah, it's got to be, right? Like, yeah. Because all his numbers are better.
How many Cowboys are in it? I haven't looked at the list, but I'm going to guess because it's fan voting, you're going to see a lot of Cowboys.
I know they got a few. They might actually have 5, which is like tied with the Lions.
Lions have 5. There's several teams that have 6. But
yeah, 6 is the most by per team, but 5 is the next most. I think the Cowboys might have 5. I know they got Quinnen Williams. Their kicker is really good. He's on there. Dak, of course. Tyler Smith, that's 4. And Pickens. So they got 5 as well.
Yeah, but Dak Prescott over Goff,
this
right.
is just a thing. Yeah. I know. I'm not asking.
And I don't care, you know, who's... Because yeah. it means who's going to win the egg toss. And I just don't really care.
Yeah, I'm not saying I care either. I was just saying for I think he should be ahead of Dak. Yeah, but
because he's had a hell of a season. Even though some people only care that he doesn't run well. But injuries are huge because the offensive line hasn't been there to make the running game consistent enough. And the running game is consistently good. This team would have 4 more wins, but it hasn't been. It's been up and down. It's been up and down. And the schedule's been tougher this year than it was last year. So even though the injuries are kind of similar to what they went through last year, the schedule got a lot tougher this year for them. And the division got a lot tougher, which makes the schedule even tougher. And instead of owning the division, right now they're 1-3 in the division with 2 division games left. So I think that's another way to look at it. But yeah, teams healthy going into the playoffs, those are typically teams that are going to win. So I agree, I guess, with what Eddie Murray had to say. Ryan is next up at 97 on the ticket. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
How's it going, guys? Hey, I just wanted to make a point. I think losing Jonah Jackson hurt the Lions a lot more than people think. I've been watching Jonah Jackson. He is a monster, man. He moves guys off the ball every single play, it seems like. And also, Anzalone, man, he's got to go.
Anzalone?
I think Anzalone has taken a major step back since last year. And to tell you the truth, I don't even think he was that good last year.
Huh.
It seems like every time he's, like, slow to fill gaps. He's not that good in coverage. And I just think it's time to move on from Anzalone. But I just wanted to make that point, guys. I think that losing Jonah Jackson has really hurt the Lions more than people think. You know, I know Ragnow, of course, but they just get beat, like, every play at the line of scrimmage. They get bullied. Well, it's not like last year where they were bullying people, you know.
I guess to me, it feels like it's, and thanks for the call, it feels like it's been a while since Jonah Jackson has been here. And the Lions offensive line has been okay. This year, they're not. And they could use an upgrade at the guard position, certainly the center position. And they're going to have to look at possibly replacing a left tackle. Do they have that in-house? Is it just simply inexperience with these guys? It's possible, and that's going to be the biggest question that this team is going to have to ask themselves when it gets to the offseason. Are the fixes to the offensive line simply in-house? All the guys that are hurt right now, you know, do they have a chance to make an impact? Or is it time to say, okay, we're going to go into free agency, we're going to identify who the top center is in free agency, go get him, and then go out and get the next top offensive lineman, whether it's a guard or a tackle. And then do you draft one in the first round? A lot of questions are going to have to ask themselves in the offseason, but I think a lot of it is dependent on their own evaluations on what they have with guys that they haven't really seen. That's the tough part. because they haven't seen these guys. You know, when you look at it, you haven't seen enough of Kobe Soristal to say whether or not he's good, or Miles Frazier to know if he's good enough. Do they have enough of a sample size of Christian Mahogany? All these guys are injured reserve. Jamarco Jones and Giovanni Manu are other guys that are on, you know, injured reserve. There's a lot. It's a lot that goes into it. We'll hear from Jared Goff next on 97.1. Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program. Gator and Kang with you, along with Grumpy Cat working the phones. I'm not going to stop it. Just so you know, Kenny, I'm not stopping. We're embracing it. I don't know if it's got life past the holidays.
I hope this one doesn't stick. This is one of my least favorite bits so far.
I don't want to upset you. I mean, I don't.
I think you're taking a little bit of pleasure out of making me the grumpy cat.
I was just excited that like Kang was on board with it when I said it, and because initially you looked at it and you gave I said it because you gave a look like you were a grumpy cat, and then at some point it looked like you were like, I can live with grumpy cat. And
I feel like he wants to go by GK at this point.
with
Grumpy Kenny or Grumpy Cat with a K? You
Grumpy
know?
Cot.
Oh.
I thought that would be get rid of the cat. That's what the GC.
I mean, that's up to you what you're going to have to do there.
Sounds domestic.
It is a point of contention in the household. I will admit that much.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, you know, I'm leaving Tobias alone. Tobias is out of this. It's just a nickname to call you. Just it was a look. You just gave me a look. That's all. You know, I could have said surly, but you know, it surly doesn't rhyme with anything. Really, you know, make it cool or go with anything. I should say that makes it kind of cool.
I feel like surly is better. I like surly cat a little bit better.
Well, but surly cat is more than a cat. Grumpy cat was a phenomenon, so we got it. I mean, surly was a character on The Simpsons. But Surly only looked out for one person, Surly. And I don't think you're that kind of guy.
I'm not usually, but when it comes to this cat, I feel a little bit surly about it.
Mm. See, again, you're trying to make it about Tobias, and it's got nothing to do with Tobias.
You keep bringing up Tobias. You're the one that keeps saying Tobias.
The cat and your feelings about your cat.
Not my cat.
Your wife's cat.
That's right. That is correct.
Tobias is part of the deal, my friend. Hey, do you refer to him, Tobias, when you talk to him? Or
talk to him? That would require him being in the same room as me.
You got to talk to him.
I know.
By the way, I tried my level best to make friends with this cat earlier in our relationship. I would give him treats. I would, you know, whatever you need. I would feed him just out of the kindness of my heart to try to build a rapport with this stupid cat. And it every time, run away.
Okay, but he doesn't bite you.
No.
Doesn't scratch at you. He just leaves the room and goes, and takes off.
And then hides under the bed.
Because he's not comfortable with you.
Yeah.
See, with Walter, my mom's cat, Walter's mean. Walter will swipe at you, even though he's got no front claws. He'll swipe at you, which is hysterical in hindsight. But if you go to pet him, he doesn't like being pet. Not by me, only by my mom. And if I go to pet him, he'll like turn, snarl at you. He'll try to bite you. Sometimes he does connect and will bite you. I've given him treats. I've been nice. I've done everything I can to help him out. And he still treats me like I'm a pariah.
You know what's funny is my wife, like when she gets home, the cat will immediately come out, greet her at the door, whatever. And then she'll be like, see, look, it's not that bad. And I'm like, what are you? Been under the bed since I got home. You haven't been here yet.
Yeah. But again, Tobias just doesn't like he leaves.
Yeah. It's not actively aggressive towards you, just hides and runs away under the bed or under a sofa or something.
And Tobias says, and also for point of a fact, has nothing to do with me calling you Grumpy Cat. I didn't realize it wasn't Tobias until we delved into it. I mean, I started calling you Grumpy Cat because the look you gave while you were answering the phones. That's it. It's got nothing to do with your wife's cat, Tobias.
Thank you for saying it right, by the way. I appreciate that.
So anyway, if you want to talk to Grumpy Cat or Grumpy Cot, he's there taking your calls at 248-539-9797.
Actually, Grumpy Cot actually works a lot better. I like Grumpy Cot.
Does work. Yeah, actually it does. You know what? It kind of does. Plus, it gets away from any kind of comparison to Tobias, which I understand you want nothing to do with. That's fair. Kang, a follow-up, and I think it's something we're going to have, if we get another opportunity to talk to Jared Goff this year, which we may next week, I don't know yet, because you know they got time off, and I don't know if we're have, if they'll let him talk to us or not. And then after that, it's the end of the season. I don't think we typically do a year-ender with Jared Goff. But if we do, we have to follow up on the dad strength.
Yeah, we were running out of time there. Asked the Philip Rivers question, of course, which led to me, you know, Jared's a dad now, a brand new dad, which is awesome, I think. I think anyone who's experienced that knows that. So, but also it comes with apparently this thing they call dad strength, right, Gator? You've heard of it.
I think it's a real phenomenon.
Yep.
Yeah, dads all of a sudden get stronger with with just different things.
Yeah, so I was going to ask him, which maybe I will ask him next week if we get to, is where have you felt this dad strength? Because he did acknowledge it, that he has felt he's gotten dad strength now. Can he open jars easier?
Yeah.
Can he kill spiders quickly? Yeah, I mean, you know, more than he did before.
Yeah, is he just right? I'm right to the task. I'm not reluctant to jump into the fray. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, where is this dad strength like more prevalent than it wasn't before, right? Like,
yeah.
Maybe did you feel weak in a certain area, but now you feel strong? I
like,
don't know.
Did you cut down your own Christmas tree and carry it by yourself?
Are you definitely carrying all the grocery bags into the house at once? Because no one makes two trips.
No. Why make two trips? I'm making one trip, you know, and I'm going to get sturdy. I need to get sturdy bags. I can't have those flimsy Kroger bags.
Well, you got to carry them on you. Yeah.
Or
how many fingers? One in each finger. Like you put the plastic bags on.
Yeah, but you got to, I mean, if you're using the flimsy plastic bags, you get, those are just no good. You know, you got to get the good paper bag is good. Or some of the other grocery stores have like thicker plastic bags, which work. But yes.
Can he drink more beers now? It's a dad strength.
It is a dad strength. But but when you're an athlete, there's a fine line.
Well, I don't want him to go hammered every night.
Well, no. But you also don't want... Like, I want to see how it translates in a game. Like,
him
on the flip from St. Brown at the end of the game, and then he goes and tries to carry it in. I think that was dad strength.
Oh, that was a dad leap.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't do that pre-kid?
No.
You don't think, no?
There's no way that would have happened pre-kid, right?
All of a sudden, he gets a lateral. He has a kid now. He can fly into the end zone from 4 yards out.
He can do whatever is necessary. Whatever is necessary.
Immobile my ass.
Right, exactly. You need somebody to lead block on an end around. Here's Jared Goff leading the way. Going to collide with a linebacker. Well, oh, my God.
I don't know. He might need a couple more kids for that kind of strength. That's crazy.
But that's something we have to follow up on, because I do think in fact, the last play of the game on Sunday was an example of dad strength kicking in. Just instinctively, dad strength. I got this. A ball's flipped to me. Not only did he catch it like a champ.
I do notice.
But he wasn't expecting it.
When I had kids, like things that drop or fall, you can catch them quicker. Your reactions, you're like Spider-Man. All of a sudden,
yes.
Dad strength. A bottle drops, boom, got it.
Right.
Pacifier, got it.
Got it. You know, and if you have to heat up something, you can handle the heat if it's a lid from the pasta you're taking off, you can handle it in your hand a little bit longer. Why? Dad strength.
You know how many times I've saved my kids' lives and they don't even know about it?
Every day. Probably every day. Every damn day you get it done. Dad strength. It's real. I know it's real, and I'm not a dad, but I know it's real. I've seen it up close and in person. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We'll hear from Dan Campbell coming up in just a little bit here on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.